The message you're about to listen to is brought to you by Pastor Henry Onyedikachi.
If we don't preach the gospel, we cannot expel darkness from the hearts of men. Woe is me if I preach not the gospel. I have a commitment. Necessity is laid on me. I have an assignment to preach the gospel.
Stay blessed.
Father, thank you. And this morning we open our business for the teaching of the word. Flow of the miraculous, answers to prayers, in the name of Jesus. Let everybody leave this place with a renewed strength. A renewed strength. Renewed answers in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Let me walk up to 5 persons and welcome them to church this morning. Do that with a smile. Do that warmly. Preferably people you've not met before, so you can leave your seat. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. So let's be seated. Every opportunity to pray must be maximized. You must seize every opportunity to pray. Every opportunity. Every opportunity to pray. That's why you notice, I said it last week, we've introduced more prayer time in service. And that's very deliberate. What's happening? That's very deliberate. So you seize every opportunity to pray. And I can say something to you. Every word God has spoken to you is a prayer point. You hear what I say now? Every word God has spoken to you is what? It's a prayer point. If God says, I am turning things around, things will not suddenly turn around. You must hold that which God has said and make war with it in the place of prayer to see things turn around. And that's why every Sunday morning we give 20 minutes to contend with the words that God has spoken to us. If not, you will end your time in service shouting, Amen, 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 and you go home and nothing happens. Are you following me? Just shout, Amen, Amen, Amen. I receive, Amen, Amen. A lot of people go all over the place complaining. Ah, why God, but God said, why didn't this happen? The point is, they don't know how prophetic words work. When God speaks to you, you do not just receive something to rejoice with. You receive something to war with. You get what I said? You receive something to make war with, to insist with, and insist on. Hallelujah. And so, that's why it's a beautiful time, thing that we'll pray this morning. And next one, we'll do that again. But beyond what you do in church, when you go home, pray. Pray with those words God has spoken to you. Hallelujah. Have you been getting blessed in service? Do you have your voice? Amen. Never come to church without your voice. And it's not just because I want church to be hot. I want you to shout. The reason is simple. Everything I say, how you receive them is by your words. If I give you a check and you keep back your hands, I have given, you will not receive. So when I say you are blessed, you are not going to be blessed because I said it. You are going to be blessed because you responded to what I said. And so when you come to church and you don't talk, you are robbing yourself, I tell you. You're robbing yourself. Church will yet be just another place to attend. Hallelujah. Say this was me, say, I'm blessed. Say it again, say, I am blessed. Hallelujah. Because I'm saying it because I'm not going to be shouting. I'm not going to be making you shout. But you have to be shouting. My voice has been stressed in the past couple of days. So I'm not even going to motivate you to do anything you want to do. So if you don't want to flow with the service, it's fine. But nobody is living here the same. I said, nobody is living here the same. Except the man that wants to live the same. And that man is not you. So you are not living here the same. Hallelujah. What am I teaching on this morning? What am I teaching on this morning? Use your word of knowledge. Get it out. And maybe you have a gift from me this morning.
This one is word from knowledge, and he still failed. This morning, I'm teaching you on developing a strong spirit. Developing a strong spirit. Can we celebrate expression this morning? They are living up to the expectation. Hallelujah. Powerful times when the minister. Powerful. In the media team, in the after this service now, I want the video of this very choir ministration now. Hallelujah. It's not it's not just to make you happy. I need it to worship with it. You know, every word, every song God gives us here is his word to us. And they're not just for us to sing in church. They're for us to take home and keep singing. Hallelujah. Imagine you keep chanting this also here this morning. When saints pray, everything responds. Because he answers. He answers. He will always tell you, yes. It's better than just singing everything you pick from the street. At least this one, you know where it's coming from. Spirit-filled men. Hallelujah. He always says yes. Developing a strong spirit. And all our centers from all over are tuned into this service. And I'd like you to know the same thing working here is working everywhere. Glory to God. I said the same thing working here is working everywhere. Now, I want to start by saying to you this morning that God wants you to be strong. God wants you to be strong. More than 40 times in the Bible, we are asked to be strong. Not once were we ever asked to be weak. Not once. Hallelujah. In Ephesians chapter 6 verse 10, Paul told the Ephesian church, be strong in the Lord. Be strong in the Lord. Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. In Joshua 1 verse 9, God told Joshua, be strong and of good courage. Be strong, he said, have I not commanded you? Be strong and of good courage. Be not afraid, neither be thou dismayed. For the Lord thy God is with thee, wheresoever thou goest. So be strong. In Psalm 18 verse 34, Psalm 18 and verse 34. Hallelujah. He said, he teacheth my hands to war, so that a bow of steel is broken by my hands. Hallelujah. So God wants us to be strong. God does not want any of his children to be weak. Because God is a strong God. And he raises strong children. However, I'd like you to know that real strength, it's not the strength of your body. Real strength is not the strength of your mind. Real strength is the strength of your spirit. What that simply means is, even if you are strong physically, as strong as Samson that you can lift a house, but you are weak in your spirit, man. But you are weak in spirit, you are totally weak. I said again, if you are weak in your spirit, you are totally weak. You know, in Proverbs 18 verse 14, that scripture that I've used to teach us a lot and a lot. And we're going to use it a lot this morning again. Proverbs 18 verse 14. It said, the spirit of a man will sustain his infirmity. It said, but the wounded spirit who can bear. Put up another translation. Maybe NLT or so. We use a lot of translations this morning. It said, the human spirit can endure a sick body, but who can bear a crushed spirit? So even if your body is sick and weak, but your spirit is not crushed, he said your spirit can endure that sick body. Look at Amplified. Verse 8, the strong spirit of a man sustains him in bodily pain or trouble. So once a man's spirit is strong and there is bodily pain and there is physical trouble, that strong spirit will sustain the man. Are you following me, guys? That strong spirit will sustain the man. The real strength of a man is not the strength of his body. It's not the strength of his body, it's the strength of his spirit. Because when a man has a strong spirit, the man is really strong. He said, the strong spirit of a man can sustain him in bodily pain or trouble. But a weak and broken spirit, who can raise up or bear? Now, I challenge you sometime again. I'm going to do this morning again. No matter what you are doing, make sure your spirit is not broken. Make sure your spirit is not crushed. Because once your spirit man is weak, once your spirit is crushed, you are totally crushed. Are you following me? Are you following me? Once your spirit is crushed, you're totally crushed. In Luke 2 verse 40, the Bible tells us concerning Jesus, that the man Jesus grew in strength. He said, and the child grew and waxed strong in spirit. When he just waxed strong, he wasn't waxing strong physically. Not like he could carry weight. The man waxed strong in spirit. He waxed strong in spirit. Filled with wisdom. Strong in spirit. A lot of people have a very weak spirit. I know your reborn spirit is born again. Your reborn spirit is complete. Your born again spirit is complete in Christ Jesus. However, you can make that spirit weak. Not weak in itself, because it's actually strong, it's complete. But you can bring yourself to a point, I will tell you what having a stronger and weak spirit means. You can bring yourself to a point where you are weak. Where you are weak, and you see what it means. In Luke 1 verse 80, we read concerning John 2. How did John do when he was growing up? He said, and the child grew and was strong in spirit. He was strong in spirit. And it's my desire this morning that you wax very strong in the spirit. Strong in the spirit. Strong in the spirit. Because that is real strength. That is real strength. In fact, what I read for you in Proverbs 18 verse 14, even if an unbeliever has a very strong spirit. Now, the unbeliever spirit is not born again. It's not reborn. Are you getting the point? It's natural. It's carnal. But you see, if an unbeliever is sick, but has a very strong spirit, strong resistance to that sickness, he will survive. How do you get to the point? He will survive. That's why I'm going to challenge you. Never at any time in your life have a crushed spirit. Now, that's not talking about your reborn spirit. Reborn spirit can never be crushed. But you know what I mean by your spirit? Do you understand what I mean? I've heard people say this, like, that guy has a very strong spirit. His spirit is strong. He might not even be born again. But he has a very strong spirit. I'll show you what it means. In 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 16. Look at the message of Proverbs 18, 14. It says, a healthy spirit conquers adversity. But what can you do when the spirit is crushed? So many people, they live in a time, you know, they are just so tired of life. They are crushed. And nothing can change. He said, Paul said, for which cause we faint not. Though our outward man perish, yet the inward man is what? Renewed day by day. So it's possible to be waxing cold and weak on the outside. But the inside, they are waxing strong. And that's real strength. You can be getting tired on the outside. You can be sick on the outside. But strong. And you see, when we get into it, you see that this is one of the greatest secrets of health, divine health. One of the greatest secrets of divine health, what I'm sharing with you. Do you know, let me give you an example. Mrs. Austin. Now, no, that's not Joel Austin's wife. John Austin's wife. Amen? John Austin's wife. You know John Austin? Joel Austin. John Austin is the father of Joel Austin, but he's late now. In the 98, around 1983 or so, the wife of John Austin was diagnosed of cancer. Stage 4 cancer. And as I'm talking to you, she's alive. More than 40 years after. You see, if your spirit is through, some people stage 1, they're gone. Are you what I'm saying? Because once they hear it, hey, cancer, they say it has killed 30 people in Enugu. The guy begins to panic. He has a weak spirit. And no matter, look, go back to Proverbs 18 verse 14. It's a major secret to divine health. Someone can be down physically, but if he still has a strong spirit to fight on, he will come out strong. I get what I'm saying. You come out strong. The spirit of a man will sustain his infirmity. Do you have the Passion Translation? Okay. Put up like NLT. NLT. The human spirit can endure a sick body. So when a person's spirit is strong, his body can be sick, but the guy will be there. He's so strong. He knows nothing will happen. But you see that guy whose spirit is weak. Why else? That song translation says, the spirit of a man sustaineth his sickness. A smitten spirit who can bear. So the man is sick, the man is tired, the man is weak, but his spirit is strong. Watch that man, he will come out. Because the point is, the sicknesses that kill some, people have gone through worse cases and they come out strong. People die because they give up. Are you following me this morning? People die because they give up. People go down because they give up. Their spirit is weak. Their spirit is weak. So, you know, you need a strong spirit for a healthy life. For a healthy life. Hallelujah. You need a strong spirit, for instance, to be able to win over attacks and win over challenges. I can tell you, we live in a real world. And in this world, there are challenges. Are you following me? There will be attacks. And that's why you must work strong. That's why you must be strong in your spirit, man. Because challenges are going to come. Attacks are going to come from the devil. If you are weak, you are going to go down quick. If you are weak, you will go down quick. In Psalm 84 verse 5, the psalmist was writing this same thing. How that a strong spirit will help you win over challenges. He said, blessed is the man whose strength is in thee, in whose heart are the ways of them. Continue. Who passing through the valley of Baca make it a well. The rain also filled the pools. Verse 7, I'll stop there. They go from strength to strength. I get a point. Go back to verse 5. Probably like NLT. They go from strength to strength. Let's do it together, everybody. What joy for those whose strength comes from the Lord, who have set their minds on a pilgrimage to Jerusalem. Okay, verse 6. When they walk through the valley of weeping, it will become a place of refreshing springs. The autumn rains will clothe it with blessings. Verse 7. They will continue to grow stronger. Stronger. And that's the point. Even if they pass into the valley of weeping, they'll be stronger. So the reason, I will still show you this, because the Bible says something there. Because sometimes when people fail, they feel, oh, the reason I failed is because the challenge was too much. No. The Bible says, if you faint in the days of adversity, what happened? Your strength was small. So you did not faint because the challenge was too much. You fainted because your strength was small. So it is not the size of anxiety that kill men. It's the size of their strength. Are you following me this morning though? It's not the size of the anxiety that destroy people. It's not the size. It's not the size. Put up that verse, Proverbs 24:10. If you faint, if thou faint in the day of adversity, thy strength is small. Thy strength is small. Amplified, or maybe Amplified Classic, any of them. He said, if thou faint, if faint of adversity, your strength will. Let's see, maybe Passion, NLT. NLT, if you fail under pressure, your strength is too small. So no pressure is too strong to break a Christian, except the man's strength is already small. Hallelujah. A particular translation said, if you faint in the day of adversity, there was nothing to you in the first place. So people don't fail because the adversity is too much. And that's why no matter what you are passing through in life, someone else, and not just someone else, many people have passed through. I'm not trying to make light of what you're passing through. But people have gone through the same thing and they came out stronger because they wanted to come out strong. They wanted to come out strong. That's why you see people that have a broken spirit already. One small thing happens, they want to kill themselves. They give up too easily. Let me touch your neighbor, say, don't give up too easily. Touch the person. Don't give up on life too easily. Small things, I just want to end it all. End what? I'm not giving up yet. I'm not giving up yet. If you give up, your strength is small. That's what the Bible says. So you need a strong spirit to win over the attacks of the devil. The attacks of the devil. Challenges of life. You know, sometimes Christians need to be told that being a Christian does not mean you will not have challenges. Being a Christian rather means that you will win over the challenges. Shall I say it again? Becoming a Christian doesn't mean there will be no challenges. Becoming a Christian means you will win. And so challenges of life will come to all of us. And most times, many Christians are not prepared for it. That's why any small thing, they begin to panic. They say, why is this happening if God is with us? No. God being with you doesn't mean there will be no challenge. God being with you means you will win. So it helps you win. Hallelujah. I say one more thing. Having a strong spirit will help you bounce back from failure and from disappointments. Not the reason why people go down and they remain down is because their spirit is weak. Every man you know that is great went down at a point. It was their spirit that sustained them and they rose. Proverbs 24 verse 16. Talking about the righteous man. And that's talking about me. For a just man falleth seven times and riseth up again. And so a righteous man is not the man that does not fail. It's the man that rises after he has fallen. And that's why you need a very strong spirit. That's why you need a very strong spirit. Now, I was telling you sometime last month that you cannot fight a man with a strong vision. Do everything to bring the man down. The man is going to rise again. His spirit is strong. His spirit is strong. You see people, they lose one relationship that broken into pieces. Broken into pieces. Yet people live their lives, lose one or two husbands in a lifetime. And still rise to become powerhouses. They refuse to be broken. They refuse to be broken. They refuse to stay down. They refused. They refused. Hallelujah. Having a strong spirit will help you bounce back from failure and from disappointment. So people go to medical school and they fail MB. And that's the end of their life forever. And before you know, 10 years later, she's still looking so miserable, so messed up, not achieving anything. Some failed MB. You drop them out of medical school. 10 years later, they're lecturing doctors. Because they refused to be broken. It will help you bounce back. Some go to school, come out with a 2-2. And they begin to roam the streets like their own has finished. Others go and come out with third class. And they will move on to set up companies. They refuse to be broken. A strong, let me tell you, there will be disappointments at different points of your life. We don't pray for them, but they come. God doesn't bring them. Life will bring them. Sometimes your own mistakes will bring them. But if you have a strong spirit, you will bounce back. A just man will fall seven times. Seven times he will rise. Seven times he will rise. What does it mean to have a strong spirit? It is to have that spirit that is never afraid. Never afraid. That has dealt with fear. A lot of people are living in fear. Sometimes fear of nothing. Sometimes fear of the unknown. Sometimes fear of challenges. The Bible tells us God has not given us the spirit of fear. And I want to say to you, if God has not given you the spirit of fear, God does not expect you to have fear. 365 times in the Bible, we are told, fear not. Fear not. fear not. 365 times. And that's one fear not per day in 1 year. How you get to the point? Fear not. Because the strong spirit of a man is not afraid. The man with a crushed spirit is afraid. To have a strong spirit means to not be afraid. To not live in fear. To have a strong spirit means to never be in despair. Despair simply means a state of hopelessness. It means to never come to a point where you are hopeless. Where you are hopeless. Because so many people are at that point. They are so hopeless. They are in despair. They are broken. Isaiah 40 verse 29. Hallelujah. He said even the youths. Okay, give a power to the faint and to them that have no might in physical strength. Verse 30. He said even the youth shall faint and be weary. And the young men shall utterly fall. But they that wait upon the Lord, they shall renew their strength. They shall renew their strength. I used an example. They shall mount up on wings as eagle. You know, there's something about the eagle, and that's why he used it here. The eagle gets to a point in his life when he hibernates. And when he hibernates, what he goes to do is to shed its feathers. It might be out for many days. After some days, he will come out with new feathers. That's what Paul is, Isaiah is talking about here. That you will mount up on wings as eagle. So that point where people think you are now tired and now weak, you never allow yourself to stay hopeless. The strong spirit of a man is never in despair, never hopeless. Job 14 verse 7. I read this verse all over and over and over and over again. Job 14 verse 7. 14 verse 7, not 40. Job 14 verse 7. Glory to God. For there is hope of a tree. If it be cut down, that it will sprout again. That's a strong spirit right there. It is never hopeless. It is never in despair. And that's why I'm going to challenge you. If you are at a state of hopelessness in your life, it's time to rise up and begin to hope again. And begin to hope again. If you are hopeless, your spirit will be broken. People fall sick on their sick bed. You try to heal them. The other time, he's okay. He's fine. Nothing. He will die. They will die. You know, some of you are struggling and managing sicknesses that God wants you to cure. You've got to use to the blind, to your glasses. You've got to use to your toothaches. You've got to use to your drugs. You're used to them. You will stay there for a long time, if not forever. It will kill you. Why? You've got a point of hopelessness, a point of, well, it's not just glasses. What you don't realize is, if you let the devil, he will never stop. And that's why once you accept, oh, my eye will just be like this, it will keep getting bad. It will keep getting worse. Never be at a spot where you are hopeless. Where you feel, well, this is how it's going to be. I shared with you, you must come to a point where you are struck down, but not destroyed. Never be hopeless. To have a strong spirit means to be hopeful at all times. To be hopeful at all times. The psalmist will say to his soul, hope in God. As often as you say that to your soul. Hope in God. Hope in God. Hope in God. Hallelujah. A strong spirit is never in despair. A strong spirit is never tired. Never tired. Never tired. It's always ready to go again. It is not afraid. It's not in despair. It's not tired. It's ready to go again and again and again and again. This will affect your health. This will affect your winning your life battles. This will affect everything around you. Even in ministry. The reason why many go down in ministry is because they don't have a strong spirit. A man of God in this country planted a church. The church grew to close to 1,000. Something happened. Something, a scandal also rocked the church. The church reduced to nothing, to less than 10. He built it again. When he got to like 500, something happened. The church broke down again to less than 10. He went again. He's a mega church in this country today. I get what I'm saying. If your spirit is not crushed or broken, you can't be down. Never be hopeless. Never be hopeless. Never be in despair. Never. Must develop a strong spirit. Must develop it. And what I'm doing this teaching is this. Look, put up Proverbs 24 verse 10. Let's read it again. Glory to God. If thou faint in the day of adversity, what does it mean? That's only small. Now that's why I'm doing this teaching. Because you see, adversity will come. But the day of adversity is not the day to build strength. It is the day to show strength. Do you know what I say now? It's not in the day of adversity that you begin to develop a strong spirit. He said, if you faint in adversity, it means your strength has been small all the while. So somebody is sick and the sickness breaks him down. He has always been weak. What that means is that you must be able to develop and build a strong spirit way before adversity comes. That is what is sustained when adversity comes. Proverbs 18:14, the strong spirit of a man will sustain him in sickness. So it's not when challenges come that you begin to build a strong spirit. That you begin to say, how do I make my spirit strong? If your spirit was already weak, when adversities come, it will show. I cannot believe I've passed through many things in life that have broken people. But you must come to a point where you refuse to be broken. Where you refuse to be hopeless. Where you refuse to lose faith. Where you refuse to fear. You ride jump 7 times. But you still want to go to school. If you are not down, you will still get there. And the thing is, when you share the testimony, it will now be a story. I get the point. I went to a school, a fellowship, for their graduation. And I met a young man that graduated from Faculty of Law. And he told us he wrote jam for 10 years. 10 years. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 7, 8, 9, 10. And finally got law. And he graduated. The beautiful thing about it, he said, for those 10 years, the letter became beautiful. Because by the time he was waiting at home, he refused to be down. Started doing business. So by the time he gained admission, he was a rich man. I get the point. This is the same thing that others will pass through. Believe ourselves will pass through. And within the 10 years, around 7 years, he's now working like I'm so miserable. Look at my age. My mates are graduating. They are buying cars. Who are your mates? If you refuse to be crushed, you can never be down. If you still hope, you will still get there. That's the truth. That's the truth. That's the truth. Are you getting what I'm saying? A lady loses a relationship. She gets so hopeless. Or even guys. The lady left you and went ahead to get married to a richer man. That one, the pain pass. Amen. You know, it's a difference that she just left you. Well, this time she married someone that is richer than you. Something keeps telling you, it's because I don't have money. And I tell you, 80% of the time, it is true. You don't have money, that's the problem. Some people go down like that. They become miserable. You see them, some of them begin to sleep with different ladies, begin to take revenge on different ladies. Ladies are the same. Ladies are wicked. You see, you're already wounded. You're already broken. Your spirit already crushed. Someone is going to rise up from there. And double his hustle. And still find a good woman. And marry the good woman. Another person might be there in her head. Remember Dr. Mokwa, I talk about this, one of his cousins. That a lady left many years ago. By the time he was telling the story, the lady that left him had about 3 kids. Well married. He's still working up and down. They say, why are you not married? He said, oh, Aporum. And Dr. Thomas said, oh, Jesus. And I've not forgotten this all my life. Oh, Jesus, oh, Jesus. Oh. And I seriously think so. He's broken. What are people that lose their husbands? Mara Uroth Eta lost 2 husbands in one lifetime. Lost about 6 children in one lifetime. She went on to serve God in her generation. She refused to be broken. Some people, one issue like that, she goes into depression. She cannot rise up again. Hey, where is God? God is that. God, you see that thing that used to make you feel like, where is God? God is this. Where was God? What's happening? You already defeated. You are speaking exactly the language that I want you to speak. Say, I'm not broken. Say, I'm not broken. I'm not hopeless. Because you need to realize there is hope for a tree. Now this teacher is very powerful. He said, if it be cut down, go and practice it. Go to a tree. Cut the tree down. But let the root still be in. At the sprout of water, when water is poured on it, when rain begins to fall, you begin to see leaf will begin to come out again. It will bud again. Are you getting the point? And I will tell you, you are going to bud again. Where you are is not your last. I don't know who needs to hear that. Where you are now is not your last. It's not your last. You are not stopping here. There is still hope. You might have been cut down, but you are struck down, but you are never destroyed. At the scent of water, you are coming back again. You are coming back again. You are coming back again. Never be broken. No matter. I say never be broken. People are dying. You are sick. Never be broken. Someone contacts a sickness, he dies in 2 days. And that person lives in the sickness 40 years. One gave up. One refused to give up. One refused to give up. Hallelujah. Sit down. Reverend Moses Madaba shared the story with us. How he was traveling, you know, on a highway. And he saw an accident. And the people were dead. And 3 people were dead. He got there and saw one of them. The man was wearing a bangle. Something about that was speaking life. I'm not going to die. But he was already dead. When Moses immediately saw that bangle, the Holy Ghost said he doesn't have to die. He has been speaking life. He jacked the man up from that and rose him from the dead. Yeah. Because even in death, when a man says I'm not going to die, he will not die. The strong spirit of a man will sustain him in tough times. The strong spirit of my man will walk him through hard times. You know, some people walk through hard times, they finally come out, they become rich, but some things have been damaged in their lives. Sometimes they've done crazy things. Sometimes they've lost their faith. Sometimes they've been broken. No. The way of God is you pass through hard times. You come out from the hard times better than you were before you entered it. Better. As I'm going to challenge you on how to build a strong spirit, you must learn to build a strong spirit. And like I said, it is not when you enter a situation that you begin to build your spirit to be strong. It is way before it happens. Number one, to develop a strong spirit, of course, you have to constantly feed on the word of God. You have to constantly feed on the word of God. That's a strong spirit. A spirit that cannot be crushed or broken is that spirit that feeds on God's word. And do I want you to look at what I'm sharing with you? Just like in the natural, how do you become strong? One of it, you must eat. And you must eat good food. Any man that doesn't eat in the natural will never become strong. That same way, any man who doesn't feed on God's word will forever be weak. Forever be weak. That's why I will tell you to listen to God's word, to read God's word, to study God's word. It is because one of the things it does is that it makes you strong. And I explained something to us on Thursday. The thing about when you're feeding on God's word is that you really don't know you're becoming stronger. And you may never know until challenges arise. Like I gave you an example. How many of you notice when you are growing? If you are growing, do you used to feel yourself growing in the physical? Like, do you used to feel yourself getting taller? You don't ever feel yourself getting taller. Okay, do you feel yourself when you are adding? Do you feel adding your spirit? You don't feel it. How you know you've added? It's just one day You want to wear one clothes you've been wearing before. And suddenly, it cannot size you again. And I say, I've had it though. Are you what I'm talking about? Sometimes when you're slimming down, you don't know you're slimming down. It's when you bring that gown, one beautiful Sunday morning like this. You bring the gown to wear, you finish ironing it. You put it on, you're looking for yourself inside the gown. You have slimmed down. And that's how growing in God's word is. You don't know you are building capacity and building strength when you're feeding on God's word. Until a challenge rises, you will now find out how strong you've become. You will now find out that things that broke you down 2 days ago can no longer crack you. Are you following what I'm talking about? You must feed on God's word. In Isaiah chapter 41 and verse 10, Isaiah 41, glory to God. Isaiah 41 and verse 10, it says, fear thou not, for I am with thee. He said, be not dismayed, I will strengthen thee. I will help thee. I will uphold thee with the right hand of my righteousness. This is what God wants to do. How is he going to do it? Joshua 1 verse 8. Joshua 1 verse 8. He said, this book of the law shall not depart out of thy mouth. Thou shalt meditate on it day and night, that thou mayest observe to do according to all that is written therein. For then thou shalt make thy way prosperous, and then thou shalt have good success. Verse 9. Have I not commanded you? Be strong. How to be strong is to stay on the word of God. In other words, Joshua is not going to be strong if he doesn't feed and stay on God's word. And I tell you, you know, that's why you need what I'm sharing with you. Because at different times in life, your strength will be tested. Never forget what I'm saying now. No matter how well the things are going now, at different spots in your life, your strength will be tested. It might be by a challenge. It might be by a difficult health condition. It might not even be you. It might be a sibling that goes down in health. You know, that goes down. It might be a brother. It might be something that happens to you. Things are going to come that will test your strength. And many believers are too weak. Too weak. Too weak. Something happens to the person and next is there, where is my God? Is God even real? He doesn't know God's word. Doesn't know God's word. And that's why you are never going to be strong if you don't eat every day. And there is no other food your spirit feeds on other than God's word. Your spirit will not feed and become strong on secular humanism. I can make it. I'm not going to fail. It must feed on God's word. It's not positive confession. God's word. Are you following me? Psalm 32 verse 5. Psalm 32 verse 5. He said, I acknowledged my sin unto thee and my iniquity have I not hid. I said, I will confess my transgression unto the Lord. And thou forgivest the iniquity of my sin. Now next verse. For this shall everyone that is godly pray unto thee. In a time when thou mayest be found. Surely in the floods of great waters, they shall not come unto him. You don't understand what he's saying. But put up amplified. So you see what he's saying. Hallelujah. He said, I acknowledge my sin. Look at verse 6. Verse 6. So you see what he's saying. For this forgiveness. When he said for this, because in verse 5, he talked about forgiveness. God's how the Father God has forgiven him. He said, for this forgiveness, the knowledge of this forgiveness, let everyone who is godly pray. Pray to you in a time where you may be found. Surely, when the great waters of trial overflow, they shall not reach the spirit in him. So the waters of trial can reach your body, but not reach your spirit. It is knowledge of God's forgiveness. Knowledge of God's word. So this can hit your body, but does not hit your spirit. Are you following me this morning? This can hit your body, but will not break you down. Surely, when the waters, you know, surely. He said surely. The reason that it's surely there is not because God is bringing trouble. Because trouble will come. Trouble will come. We don't pray for them. We avert them and reduce them in prayer. You know what I said? We push them back and reduce them in prayer. However, by what you did, or what someone else did, or by whatever, for whatever reason, trouble may come. But when they come, even when the waters of trial overflow, they shall not reach the spirit in him. God's word. And that's why It is not, I'm speaking to that today, it is not a good thing for your spirit to hear God's word only once every Sunday. You see why I normally insist, I say it all the time in this church. You can't come to this church and complain that we teach for long. If you complain, go home. Because the reason why many believers are weak, one, throughout the week, they don't ever open their Bible. Then they come out on Sunday, they teach them for 20 minutes. They think they're enjoying life. When challenges come, they get broken. You see people that are believers, just one challenge, their son becomes sick. They think of what to do, no solution. They begin to visit native doctors. They begin to go from one prayer house to another. They break down totally. They were never strong. I get what I'm saying? They were never strong. Prayer house to prayer house. Native doctor to native doctor. They run from place to place. They are weak. They are weak. Before you know, the guy compromises everything he believes, everything he stands for. Because he's weak. Why won't he be weak? Why won't he be weak? First of all, what is he being fed with? Even when he hears God's word, he's being fed with condemnation. He's being fed with the law. He can never grow strong like that. And even the feeding, it's 10 minutes. 17 minutes. He said, I like that church. Their service is fast. He doesn't know he's being destroyed. It is, and you don't know, like I told you, you don't know you're slimming down until when you wear clothes. It's not where one challenge happens, the guy is broken into pieces, he cannot stand up. How many of you have passed through a challenge before now? And then something like that happened again after you've known God's word. But this time you are stronger. Has it happened to you before? Yeah. This time you are stronger. Some people lose money. So I invested in that project. I lost the money. You see the guy, he goes down. He doesn't go to church again. He's so tired. He's so broken. You see, he looks a shadow of himself. He's weak. Other people will lose double that amount. And they were stronger. On the outside, they are perishing. On the inside, they are getting stronger and stronger. And it's only God's word that gives that strength. So you want to be strong, eat. You see where the Bible will put it? As newborn babes, desire. Think of giving birth to a child. You give birth to a child. And the child refuses to eat. Doesn't suck breast. Just stays. What are you going to do? You're going to force the child. Why are you forcing the child to eat? Because if he doesn't eat, he's going to be weak. I get the point. Now, when the child gets to a point where he's meant to start eating real food, and all he likes taking is, you know, some children are funny, all they like taking is fluid. They don't want to take fluid. They don't want to take maybe, what? Maybe tea. You see the mom, he begins to force the child. Why are you forcing the child? If he doesn't eat, he's going to be tired. He will not develop very well. Your spirit man will not develop if you don't feed him God's word. And I've said it, one word per week makes you weak. Should I say it again? One word per week makes you weak. Makes you weak. And it's not just rhymes. It's totally correct. And that's why you are here. You come to church when you like. You are at home. You don't study your Bible. A full day will pass. You don't open your Bible. You don't even listen to any message. And I keep saying this to you. How do you think the apostles became strong? The Bible says they met daily. Daily sharing God's word. Every day. That is strength. I say it all the time. The Nigerian church does not know how weak it is. Or the challenges come. You see many people going to church today. Let that be small persecution. Persecution of if you go to church again, we cut one of your fingers. Okay, that's even far. Let your boss in the office tell you, if you keep doing this Jesus thing you are doing, I'm going to sack you. Many believers will not stand. They won't stand. They are weak. They don't know how weak they are once the challenges come. You must feed for strength. You must feed your spirit man for strength. You don't wait till it comes. You must feed it daily. Some of you that are not so serious in your work with God today, but you were serious before. Some of you, it was a challenge or a delay in your life that took you out. Because you were always weak. You fed in the days of adversity because you were weak. When we say read Christian books, listen to messages, it is not because we just want to punish you. or just wanted to be listened to us preach, is because you have to be strong. You have to be strong. The reason I teach you for long is not because I don't like teaching short messages. Who likes this stress? Amen? You go for LMP now, I'm going to be standing up to teach you 4 hours daily. It's not because, do you think it's sweet? It's not. But you have to be strong. You have to be strong. You have to be strong. If you eat noodles every day, you are going to be weak physically. Hallelujah. No, PC Nelson. Let me tell you about PC Nelson a little. You know PC Nelson? You might not have heard of him. Brother Hagin calls him Dad Nelson. Dad Nelson, that's one of the only people Brother Hagin calls Dad. He was one of the founding fathers of Assemblies of God. Not Assemblies of God Nigeria. The denomination Assemblies of God in the United States and all that. You know, he founded, he was one of the people that established their doctrine. So one day, and you know, Assemblies of God doctrine, they don't normally, not these Assemblies of God. Then, the then Assemblies of God did not believe in all this divine healing in and all the all that. So this business was people that founded some of those things. And then one day he went to the hospital and was diagnosed with an incurable disease. And so he went back to God's word and began to read God's word. I began to see some very powerful stuffs. I began to believe for healing and speak, teach about God's healing. Of course, they excommunicated him from the church, obviously. Amen. But then, P.C. Nelson said something. He said, many people feed their spirit every day. And feed their body rather every day. And serve their spirit man one cold snack every week. One cold, and indeed it is cold snack. Because everything they are hearing is not even sound. One cold snack. And they're supposed to walk in divine health. It's one of the strongest certificates of divine health. How do you expect to walk in divine health? It's having one cold snack every week. You're just steak. You come join the beginning to teach for long, you begin to complain. Your stomach is paining. You should pay you. Sit down there. Sit down there. Hear God's word. Grow stronger. Are you following me? Stay long on God's word. Read your Bible. Study it. Listen to teachings. Read Christian books. Grow strong. The knowledge of God's word. The second thing that will help you build spiritual strength or strength of your spirit man is what I call, spiritual rest. I'm trying to use physical things and lacking of spiritual things. First, I've mentioned food. The second thing that makes you strong in the physical is rest. And I want to talk about that spiritually too. There's such a thing as resting spiritually. You say, what does that mean? First Peter chapter 6, chapter 5 rather, and verse 6. Hallelujah. He said, humble yourselves therefore unto the mighty hand of God, that he may exalt you in due time, okay? Casting all your care on him. That's what I call spiritual rest. Come to a point where you rest. How you rest is by casting all your care on him. Coming to a point where you refuse to worry about anything. Now, don't just do it when there is a big challenge. Begin to train your heart not to worry. Begin to train yourself to sleep in the storm. The strength of the disciples was tested when there was a big storm. They were all shouting, panicking, oh, where are you? Jesus, you know, that's how people talk when there's a storm. Do you not care that we'll perish? What kind of Jesus are you, self? The man Jesus was sleeping behind. He has learned how to rest. How to rest. How not to worry. So when they came to wake him up, do you not care? The problem is that the Bible said that he was sleeping with a pillow. That's real sleep. So the storm started. They were trying to save the day. Jesus looked for a pillow, laid down, and began to sleep. And that's why I started with God's word. What will make somebody sleep like that? Are you getting me? Learn to rest on God's word. As if it was only Jesus that happened to. You know Jonah. They were traveling. In fact, first of all, he was running away from God. from God's assignment. So a big flood came. Everybody was thinking of what to do. Noah went down at the lowest part of the ship, sleeping. He said, how can Jonah do that kind of thing? Jonah is a bad example when it comes to knowing God's word. He knew God's word so much, he knew about God's forgiveness so much, that he began to take advantage of it and mess up with it. He was sleeping, so when they finally came to wake him, and he told them, anyway, I'm the reason this thing is happening. So look at what you guys are going to do. You guys will throw me inside this water, and you'll be fine. You wonder why is Jonah saying that? Does he want to die? No, he knew he would not die. Read the book of Jonah, you see. They tried not to throw him. He said, I told you, throw me inside this place. All of you will be fine. And finally they responded, they threw him in, and as he expected, a fish caught him. Right in the belly of the fish, he prayed. And notice, Jonah did not pray at first. He stayed there until the third day. That experience, that you will know that the man knew God. He told him, I knew you were a merciful father. I even knew you would not destroy these people. That's why I refused to go in the first place. So Jonah knew too much that God was too merciful. So when he was saying, throw me inside the water, I know you're not to have throw me. And you notice what made the man sleep in the storm. Things were happening. He lay down, lowest part of the sea. He was sleeping. He knew God's mercies. Same thing Jesus did. The ship was trying to capsize. Jesus was sleeping. They came to wake him up. He just said, peace be still. Let me say this something to you. If you are not calm in the storm, you will not see much miracles. One thing that stops miracles when we pray is that we're already anxious. I don't need God permit me to teach this a little. We'll go to LMP and all that. But I pray he does. You see, a minister of the gospel must not be too emotional. I've digressed now. A minister of God must be compassionate, but not emotional. Are you following me? Yeah. And compassion, that's why, some things happen around me, around people I know. And they are busy shaking. I shared this story with you of somebody in this church who is even here now. He was passing through a difficult time, a very, 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 very difficult time. And out of my emotions and whatever, I wanted to help her. And the Holy Ghost said, don't talk to her about it. Leave her. It was tough. 2 weeks, 3 weeks, my heart was reaching out to her. The Holy Ghost said, just pray for her, don't talk to her. Amen. If you get emotional in that kind of situation, you say, What kind of thing is this one? What kind of thing is this one? And it will be fine. Holy Ghost said, don't talk to her. After 3 weeks, one day in church, after service, the Lord said, now ask her how she's doing. And I said, okay, how are you doing? She now said, it's not fair. I spoke to you about something. I said, how did you handle it? And she told me. I said, well, that's good. You should have done it and done this, but this is actually what I wanted to do. Why did God tell me not to talk to her? I don't know, but I think I know now. Because she had to learn the lesson herself. You know, when you're a minister of God, there are many things you have to do to people and keep your emotions aside. Even though they will not grow. Why am I saying this? These guys were emotional. They were just panicking. This is what Jesus was sleeping. He felt for them. Let me give an example. John 11. They told Jesus that Lazarus was sick. I don't know who what I'm saying now is for. Man, they told him he was sick. Lazarus was in Gariki. Jesus was in 6th Avenue. They told him he was sick. Jesus started going towards Holy Ghost. In fact, look at how they told Jesus he was sick. They told him, the one you love is sick. So, he had a personal relationship with Lazarus. But when you're emotional, you cannot follow the rhythm of the Spirit. You follow your emotions. So he went away. The man died. Oh, notice when he went away, he gets speaking God's word. This sickness is unto death. He was calm. Compassion will keep you calm. Emotion will keep you tense up. Yeah. And that's why we don't see miracles. Because we are weak. This is because we're going to panic. Calm down. I get the point. Now, after the guy died, he didn't even go. Till after 4 days, you say, what kind of brutality is that? It's not about being brutal. If you allow emotions to take over you, that's why, you know, I teach my ministers this. There is a way to handle your life. If you get so emotional and you are not strong in spirit, you will become, ministry can make you a depressed person. Not because of what happened to you, what is happening to others. You can come for counseling and people dump all their problem on you. This woman says, you know, I'll give an example. A man can walk up to you and begin to tell you, sir, my wife is so wicked. Do you know, she left me. I've not eaten for 14 days. She doesn't open up for me. Now she complains, you advise him, counsel him. But because you're not strong, that thing has jumped on you. You now go home and begin to treat your wife badly. Look at your wife. Amen. She didn't do anything, no. But these people have told you it has entered you. Are you what I'm talking about? It was a very strong goal. Can't be emotional. We men. Now I share this story with you guys of she didn't give her husband food. Why? How did she give my food? He said, which food? Of your mom. Was not telling on her. Say me, I'm strong. Hallelujah. So you must learn to rest and refuse to worry. And refuse to worry. Learn how to sleep in the storm. Learn how to sleep in the storm. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. Sam strong. Sam strong. Must learn to sleep in the storm. You must never allow worry take over you. You know, 2 Corinthians 4 verse 16. Let's look at that. 2 Corinthians 4 verse 16. Let's read it together. Are you ready? Let's read it together. Do you have a voice? Okay, read like your voice belongs to you. Let's use it again. Yet the inward man is renewed. Continue. Verse 17, let's use it again. For our light affliction, which is but for a moment, worketh for us a far more exceeding and eternal weight of glory. Verse 18. Why we look at things which are seen, but are the things which are not seen. For the things which are seen are. The things which are not seen are. So why did Paul stand strong? Notice what Paul said in verse 17. That's not to be strong. Because his challenge is light affliction. No matter what you're passing through, light affliction. Learn to rest. Challenges will come. Learn to rest. And you can begin to practice it from small things that happen around you. The reason why your wife enters labor room and you begin to walk around like Tony Humes in Nigerian film is because your spirit is weak. You don't know how to rest. You begin to press. Nurse! Why are you like that? How you get to the point? Learn to rest. From the small what is happening around you. Thank you.
because of when the mercy comes. You lose 10,000. I'm strong. When you begin to small affliction, learning how to have a strong spirit to rest when there are stronger issues. But you learn to rest when there are small affliction. Because some small things will be coming. Begin to build strength by resting. Learning to rest. Learn to reduce worry. Learn to rest on God's word and his promises. When there are small things happening. Are you getting the point? You have ordinary headache. Something is telling you, you might just die inside this headache. Headache! That's not, you know what I'm saying. Ordinary malaria. You say, I feel like my body, I can't feel myself. I feel like my spirit is leaving me. Malaria. Begin to practice spiritual rest. Because challenges will come. In ministry, learn to rest. But a lot of things that will come. And some things you are seeing now are small issues. Some of you wonder, how is it that this, my pastor's know, and my ministers, things can be going wrong in around us here. And you will not see me. Like, tense stuff, I'll do my, live my life normally. But even if I talk to them on the chat, the only thing I will say is, nobody should panic, nobody should worry, just stay. Hallelujah. A story I can share with us. I can share it now because we can now share it. Amen. But I didn't let you know. We've had some telling in the past few months. One of those days we came to church here and our a big equipment, let me not mention what it was no more. Something running into hundreds of thousands. We came on a Monday, everything was gone. But you know, and we had service on Thursday. And we cannot do service without that equipment. If you notice it happened on Monday, when they called me on Monday, the past ministers will tell you, I didn't call a meeting till Tuesday. It was deliberate. You know, I've learned not to panic when things happen. So where did you learn it from? There have been things that have happened around me. I've come to church we finished service on a Sunday. Came to church on Monday to pick something. They've thrown all of our properties outside for us. And we had to hold service on Tuesday. Then middle service used to be Tuesday for us. And I stay strong in that kind of mess. And God still gave us a hall to hold service before Tuesday. So I've seen how God works. So when that happened on Monday, I didn't even bother. It pained me. The major pain was maybe one or two mistakes that we made that made that happen. So I corrected what I needed to be corrected. And that was all. I didn't call a meeting throughout that day. Some of my pastors, I even called it, I didn't pick any call. But I know they were like, Daddy, what do we do? Thursday, I said, don't worry. I called a meeting for the pastors on Tuesday. Met with some leaders and workers on Tuesday night. Thursday, we had what we wanted. And I've learned it. Are you following me, guys? Let's begin to practice that to rest over some small issues. Some people are wondering, how come our accounts. At the time, we stopped using our bank accounts. And that's because there was a day we came to the bank and our bank account was shut down. Shut down and every single dime in the account was removed. It was 0.00. Are you following me? And yet I told our people, don't panic. And that's what we didn't share to the church. You see, you must learn to begin to rest. When you begin to practice God's word over these small issues, you are developing capacity and strength. I follow me this morning, though. Everything was gone. We finally worked and got back the account. But the account balance was still 0 point. I still said, don't panic. Nothing lost. Nothing missing. Nothing damaged. Nothing broken. One of those nights I wanted to sleep. And then it came to my mind. So what if this doesn't come back? Everything we have as a church, our reserve, partnership, everything was in that account.
And I just took time in my room to talk. Nothing lost. Nothing missing. And then I finished it. What did I do? I slept. I forced sleep. I slept. And finally, everything was rectified. To the last kobo. I get the point. To the last kobo. You see, you must learn to rest. When you begin to practice what I call spiritual rest, refusing to worry, refusing to be broken, refusing to worry, learning to sleep in the storm, you are developing capacity for whatever Satan will throw at you tomorrow. Because I tell you, life will test the strength of your spirit. Life will. If you are still here, say amen. So learn to rest. Number three. How do I develop my spirit? How do I build a strong spirit? Always be in church. What did I say? What did I say? Always be in church. Always. You see, we don't know. Like, one of the greatest places to draw strength from and to build a strong spirit is church. And that's why if you are that kind of person that comes to church once in a while, you will not be strong. How many of you have ever been very weak, tired, frustrated, and you came into church and left stronger? Has it ever happened to you? Always. Always. That's why in coming to church every day, here, you know, sometimes we come to church, after coming, you say, what's even the point of all this coming to church? Spend transport for it, come on Sunday, come on Thursday. What is the point? The point is what I'm sharing with you. You are getting stronger. But you may never know you are getting stronger. He said, neglect not, Hebrews 10:25, neglect not the coming together of the saints. He said something, as you see the day approaching. What is that day? The day of the return of our Lord Jesus. Because as the day approaches, persecutions will increase. Challenges will increase. Satan will be on rampage. What is God's instruction? Don't neglect the coming together of the saints. Always be in church. As I'm going to demand commitment from you, some of you come to church only on Sundays. That should stop. You're never going to be strong like that. I know this is, you know, many of us are working, and rightfully so, you should be working. You're working, you're doing business, you're going to school or something. But you see, you must create time to be in church at least 2 times in a week. At least Sunday and Thursday. At least. At least. And that's not just because I want people to be in church. And I normally say this to you, I like you to be in church, but I tell you, I want you to be in church for your own good. It's true. Some things you're able to go for you to be in church. Don't be that kind of person that when we see in church, we are celebrating. Say, you came today. Thank you, Jesus. Be in church on Sunday, be in church on Thursday. I showed you the spirit of the early church. Bible said they met daily. Daily. They met in the temple, they met from house to house. You see how strong those guys were. You bring persecution, they face persecution. They want them in Acts 4 never to preach again. And they told the Pharisees, straight, we will preach. It's not even like, let's say, we will preach. And nothing will happen. A strong man. Do you wonder why? You know, Paul was specific. Let me say something to you here. You see martyrdom. You know what martyrdom is? To be killed for Christ. Martyrdom is a choice. But I tell you, if your spirit is strong, martyrdom cannot even kill you until you want. Do you know what I said? Do you know that Paul went through different persecution? Peter went through different persecution at every time they came out. It was finally martyrdom that killed Peter and killed Paul. But notice, it was not untimely death. They said, I have finished my course. So a man can face persecution and face martyrdom and come out strong if his spirit is strong. Are you following me this morning though? Do you know that the book of Revelation, they took John, you know John? That's how he wrote Revelation. They put him inside a drum full of hot burning oil. Imagine that. Fill a drum with oil. Burning oil. Heating up. They put him inside there. When they put him inside there, he passed out. They carried him and took him to the island of Patmos and left him for dead. And the man began to see visions. And as I wrote Revelation, When a man's spirit says no, nothing can say yes. I know what I'm saying. Yes, hot oil. Hot oil. Bible said they beat Paul and beat him to a point and they left him for dead. So they touched him and said, is this, okay, he's dead. Nonsense, man. Bible said immediately they left. The saints gathered around him and he came back. So when he finally died, they thought it was martyrdom, that they killed him. No, he gave up his life. Bible said Jesus released the spirit. So it wasn't the cross that actually killed Jesus. The man released his spirit. He did it for you. So the death of Jesus Christ was a voluntary death. If Jesus didn't want to die, he could stay on that cross. You put a sword, you break his leg, he will still be alive. He released, I like that verse. He released the spirit. So a man can hold back his spirit. Are you following me, guys? And you can develop that capacity. Be in church at all times. And be in a good church. And don't be in a church that is full of frivolities. Be in a church that helps you pray long. Helps you study God's word. That sits you down and is feeding you. That's how you don't ever go down. That's how you don't ever break down. That's how depression doesn't hit you out. Some of the things some of you have passed through in recent times, if you had passed through those things like 2 years ago, there'll be no, you'll be gone. There'll be no record of you again. But gradually coming to church, you became stronger. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And as I like that song the choir did last Sunday, my mind is stayed on God's word. He gives me perfect peace and joy. Hallelujah. As you stay your mind and your spirit on God's word, it's getting stronger. Always be in church. Always, so when we say, we're having somewhere for 4 days, don't miss such meetings. When you come there, you go back stronger. There's a teaching I'm going to do at LMP titled Made of Steel. Are you getting me? Made of steel. That's how a man is supposed to be made of steel. And how to kwakwa is always in church. That's how you build capacity. Be in church whenever the doors are open. You are adding something to yourself. You are adding something to yourself. Are you getting the point? You are developing resistance. You are developing resilience. You are learning to forgive. You are learning to let go. You are learning to be strong. You are willing to withstand opposition. Something is happening to you. So let's be in church. Number 4. Watch out for things that drain you. Watch out for things that drain you. You know, at different times, there are things that will come to drain your strength. The funny thing is, sometimes they are not bad. You know, the world is a busy. One of the things that will drain you a lot in this life can be work. Have you been so engulfed with work that you begin to feel weak and tired on the inside? Whenever you feel that, learn to take your break and refire. How long do you get to a point in your life where you begin to feel weak? Not physically weak, like you're just tired of everything. It happens to all of us. Sometimes it can even be ministry that will drain you. That's what I'm going to advise you. Never be so thrown into ministry that you don't read your Bible again, and you don't pray and all that. Watch out for those things that will come to drain you. Watch out for them. It can be friends. If there are friends that every time you spend time with them, you come out more tired than you were before you went, stop spending time with them. If you have friends that always talk doubt, always talk problem. When I was in school, I had this guy, every time he's talking about sorting, and talking about how you will not, how they say, you see this course, nobody can pass it. You see that course? People writing this guy over from 1999. I say, whoa, I can't be hearing this all the time. I cut him off. Because those things that are weakening you, I get what I'm saying. Watch out for things that are weakening you, friends that are weakening you, friends that drain you. Do you realize there are people that you spend time with? You guys will not even talk about anything in Bible or anything at all. You just come around and you go back fired up. I am somebody like that. I know something like that. Sometimes people have problems and I just say, come to my house. And they come. You think when they come, I'll start teaching them. No teaching. They'll just hang around. How are you? Sometimes they come. I'm even laughing with them. Sometimes they come. I'm playing game with them. I said, let's play game. But I am a strong influence. A positive one. I am. You must watch out for things that drain you and stay away from them. Or learn to put them in their place. There are things you cannot cut off. Learn to put them in their place. That's why never be so engrossed and engulfed with your work that you no longer have time to pray, study your Bible and all of that. You will get tired. It will get to a time you are getting the money. Has it ever happened to anybody? You check your account. It's fine. Things are happening. Things are just moving well. But you are tired. Has that happened to you before? Yeah. You're tired. And in that state of tiredness, you are vulnerable to the attack of the devil. You're vulnerable. Watch out for things that drain you. It can be your work. It can be friends. It can be busyness. Now, that's what I wrote in my notes. Busyness. Not just being busy. Busy. B-U-S-B-U-S-Y. Then I put a hyphen. Ness. People are just so busy. And I tell you, if you are too busy to pray, too busy to read your Bible, too busy to be in church, guess what? You are too busy. Say it again. If you are too busy to be in church, you are actually too busy. That business is too bad for you. It's too much for you. Anything that keeps you too busy to pray, read your Bible, be in church and all that is too busy. It's bad. It's bad for you. That thing is draining you of strength. You might not have been drained of strength until one challenge comes. You see, the guy is in school. He's doing well academically. Somewhere around his 40 or 50, he fails one course. He becomes a shadow of himself. He has always been weak. He didn't realize it. And you know, when you are weak, he thinks that will attack you immediately. No, he will make you weaker. You think of it? He will make you weaker. He will get you deeper and deeper into the mess. Deeper, you know. Maybe it's academic. Read your book. Keep reading it. Don't stop reading it. You keep reading. That church today, don't go to church. Wash your clothes. Your clothes are dirty. Wash your clothes. You continue. You are getting weak. Then suddenly from nowhere, it strikes. You don't have any strength to withstand what is bringing your way. Let me tell you one more thing that can drain you. That drains man of strength. Strife. Write it and never forget it. Strife, quarrel, will drain you of strength. And if you are careful, you must have noticed this around you. Anytime you are in strife against somebody, you are getting weaker. That's why you don't let strife stay. And that's why I normally advise married people. Your husband or your wife is about to go for a presentation, whether to preach or to do something big or to go for a contract. Make sure he or she doesn't leave the house when the house is tensed up. Nonsense, man. Nonsense. What is it? That thing is getting tired. He's already defeated before he gets there. And that's why you must fight so hard to deal with strife early in your life. Deal with strife early. Strife will rob you of strength. It will rob you of strength. Because once you are holding a lot of people in your heart, people are angry with you. You are getting weaker. You may not know it, but you are getting weaker. You are getting more tired. You are getting more defeated. You are getting more frustrated. I get the point. See the Bible puts it in Ephesians chapter 4 verse 26. He said, be angry, but sin not. He said, neither give place to the devil. So once you are angry, you've given the devil a place. And what does Satan do? He begins to weaken you. So is it good to be angry? Yes. But don't let strife come in. Any team of group of people that are always in strife, that team is weak. And this is about church too. Do you know that if you gather a team, a football team, where there is Messi, there is Ronaldo, there is who are the good players? There is Iniesta, there are all the, even prime Ronaldinho, there are all these people. But the dressing room is messy. Some of the football fans, you know what I'm talking about. If the dressing room is in a mess, maybe they are quarreling, that team will be defeated. Strife will make them weak. One person will hold the ball and refuse to pass it. promise to release it. Stripe will weaken anything. Genesis chapter 6, chapter 11, they were building the tower. Bible said they were of one mind. And look at what was said. Bible said God said that these people are of one mind. There is nothing impossible for them. That's why you see, if you are married here, and your husband won't achieve any projects, forbid strife. Where there is strife, there's already weakness. Where there is strife, there's already weakness. You see this minister's team? I fight strife with my... If I hear one person, you know me now, I'll commit immediately. I heard that somebody said, all of you, appear in my office. Who said what? You can't permit that. If not, we can't do anything. The Lord said, look at Genesis 11 verse 6. Behold, the people is one. They have all one language. And this they begin to do. And now, nothing will be restrained from them, which they have imagined to do. Now, they were bad. They were doing something that was bad. You know what they were doing? They were building a house to reach heaven. And God said, if they remain of one mind, this thing they are trying to achieve, they will get it. Nobody will stop them. Nobody. So once you are in strife, you are making yourself weaker. And make yourself weaker. That's why if you want to make any team weak, introduce quarrel. Introduce strife. Are you following me? You must protect your peace. That's why you must walk in forgiveness. That's why I told you that God's word makes you stronger, because when you listen to God's word and learn about his love, you learn to forgive people easily. And that alone makes you strong. The reason some of you are underperforming at work is because you are quarreling with a lot of people at work. That will reduce your productivity. Listen to me. You see, in your workplace, there are some people that Satan has positioned there to make you angry. Do you have them at work? They are there. Satan positioned them. It might be your boss. Once you come in, you say, good morning. He said, what's that gown you are wearing? He said, Emma, gown. He says, is that how people dress? Go to your office. They just want to spoil your day. Guard your heart from strife. That will make you underperform at work. It will make you unproductive. It will diminish your productivity. It will make you weak. And if you begin to pile up that strife in your heart, you are getting weaker. You're getting weaker. Something else is occupying your mind, and not God's word. And not God's word. So for teams, you see, ushering team, choir, whatever team, family. That's why, notice whenever people, if I ever plan a wedding here. Amen. Once you begin to plan your wedding, and watch out for it, things that will cause quarrel will be coming. Don't fall for it. I was talking to one of my people here. Once maybe a family is planning a function, once they meet, there must be shouting. There must be quarrel. Satan is trying to weaken that family. Fight it. Run away from it. Because once that strife stays, it's weakening everybody. Before anybody begins to underperform. I get to the point. That's why you notice that once a family begins to rise financially and in different other areas of their life, there are more chances that they will keep quarreling. It's an attack of the devil. Are you following me? It's an attack of the devil. Don't permit strife in your heart if you're going to be a strong believer. If you're going to have a strong spirit. That's why I told you guys at that time that when you're walking in strife, it even affects your health. Do you remember that passage? We are not walking in love, you are damaging your health. Your physical health. Your physical health. Glory to God. Glory to God. And I said one last thing. To build a strong spirit, you must engage in spiritual exercise. Just like it is in the natural. You want to build strong muscles. What do? You exercise. And let me even tell some of you. When last did you run? Not in the spirit now. Physically. Huh? When last did you run? Well, as you do, you know some of you, the next day you're going to run after this message. Oh God. You might be hospitalized for 2 days. And that's because the more you exercise, the more you're not exercising, you're getting weaker. If you learn to always, you know, you see how, like I have sparks, he has this, exercising. They're becoming stronger. And you notice how this exercise works. At first, you might only be able to carry 10 kg. But by consistency, at the time you might be doing 20. Do you understand me? 30. What's your highest? Brothers, praise God. What's the highest? The highest is what? Highest kg, you know, highest. What can you lift? Food. Before you know, you that could not, you can now do 50 kg. Do you understand? You can now do 70. Gradually. And that's how it was in the spirit. If you learn to exercise daily, spiritually, you become strong. 1 Timothy 4 verse 7. 1 Timothy 4 verse 7. Learn to exercise daily. He said, refuse profane. Okay, is it 1 Timothy? Yes. Refuse profane and old wives fable. And rather exercise thyself unto godliness. So you must learn to practice. And I can give you like 3 examples of spiritual exercises you must practice and we close. One is confessing God's word. It should be a daily routine. I told you the things you say with your mouth, they go to your spirit. Have I told you before? The things you go to say with your mouth, they travel to your spirit. So when you learn to confess, I'm not just saying, don't wake up and say, oh, it's a good day. Why will it be a good day? When it's a good day, just confessing hope. Your confession must be God's word, based on God's word. Hallelujah. Like the song the choir did today, thanksgiving will pour out of my window. Depression days are over. You know that thing is said from God's word. We leave that from God's word. Depression days are over. I will thrive. I will flourish. Hallelujah. You must build a consistent culture of confessing God's word. I told you, well, next month, if God permits me, I'll bring a full series on homologio. That's the topic. Confessing God's word. Well, it's one of the greatest things you must learn. If you've not learned to speak God's word every day, you're going to be weak. You're going to be weak. You should make a daily, you know, the same way you wake up, not you. I know you're not like that, but I'm just saying, you wake up every day and you do some push-ups. I know it's not you. It's supposed to be you, but you have refused. Or some sit-ups. You see that same way when you wake up every morning, do some pacing around in your room, speaking God's word. Hallelujah. My supply is bigger than my needs. I thrive. I flourish. I thrive. I flourish. I flourish. I flourish. Sickness is in my past. Healing is in my today. Wholeness is in my tomorrow. Vitality is in my tomorrow. No sickness stands in my body. I walk in health. I walk in power. The power of God is at work in me. As I speak words of faith, they come to pass. Make a daily routine of it. Hallelujah. There's no sickness in my body. There's no sickness in my body. I'm not going down yet. I'm not going down yet. I rise. I grow. I spread. I rise. I grow. I spread. I make progress. Daily. 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 I can never be defeated. Victory is mine. Victory is mine. Victory is mine. I can never be down. I can never be down. At every point in my life, my supply is bigger than my needs. I always have what to give. I always have what to spend. I always have much more left over. I'm blessed. I'm blessed. I'm enjoying abundance. I'm enjoying abundance. I dance. Depression days are over. I laugh and laugh only. I don't shed tears. I only laugh. I only dance. I only rejoice. I see victory.
Glory to God.
Every day. I told you guys, whenever you wake up, open your eyes. You say, what does that mean? I'm telling you what it means. Don't wake up and just trying to get up from the bed. I woke up from the wrong side of the bed. When you wake up from the wrong side of the bed, turn it to the right side. Learn to win, oh. You know, somebody said, whatever that does not kill you, we make you stronger. That is not true. Anything that does not kill you, it's coming back to kill you fully. If you like, don't begin to win over your issues. It doesn't kill you, but you didn't fight it. It's going to kill you, definitely. Learn to speak God's word. Make a habit out of it. You see, exercise. Oh, I flourish. Oh, I'm doing well. I'm not going down. God's sign is upon my life. Every day, like that. I have upward movement only. Supply is mine. I am strong in the strength of God. I am wise in the wisdom of God. Nothing goes wrong with Jesus. So nothing goes wrong with me. Daily. Daily. Don't wait for issues to come that you begin to confess God's word. Adversity is not a time to develop strength. It's a time to show strength. So how do you build strength? What is happening now? You're just speaking. Every morning. Do you have that document, 50 days of declaring God's word? Get it to share it. Let's share it again on the group. Practice it. Every morning you wake up. It's routine. Do it. You know the same way your doctor tells you, do you want to be strong? He say, yes, you are sick. So take this paracetamol. 2 tablets in the morning. 2 in the night. That's how to confess God's word. 2 tablets in the morning. And I'm recommending 7 tablets in the morning. You speak it at 11 times. I flourish. The victory is won. And I normally tell you guys, the reason why you see a woman gets into labor, she's panicking, the husband is panicking, it's weakness. When you are pregnant for 9 months, you have 9 months to shape the destiny of your baby, 9 months to declare how strong you will be. Every day, and you the husband, when your wife is sleeping, pace around her speaking God's word. My baby is strong. My wife is strong. All of them are stronger. Nothing goes wrong. And in case you've suffered some hard times, it's time after this service to begin to talk God's word. Because Satan will always bring something that will remind you of your tough days. Do you understand? Maybe you didn't get a job. You lost a job. You always bring your friends that are working in big companies to remind you of the things you don't have. Learn to speak God's word. I may be down today, but I will not stay down. This is not my end. And I want to tell somebody, this is not your end. Better days are coming. The Lord is giving you back your health. He is healing your wounds. He is restoring your hope. He is restoring your hope. He is making you strong again. You will challenge again. You will face life again. You will rise again. You will go again. You must learn to say those words. Spiritual exercise. Sit down for a moment. Spiritual exercise. Spiritual exercise. Just be there. Spiritual exercise. Confessing God's word. This book of the law shall not depart out of thy mouth. You shall meditate on it day and night. How the word of God enters your heart and your spirit is your mouth. So there are things you must learn. These are the things we do every day. So when challenges now come, you are strong. And I've been confessing every day, health is working in me. I say it all the time, God's life is working in me. I've been saying it all the time. And I've been speaking one word. And I read the Bible, said none of his bones shall be broken. I've been speaking that over my life for long. So somewhere in my final year, some of you know this story, I was passing across, I was going to walk through a culvert. All these goat and all that. And then all these goat, they put wood. You know what I'm talking about? So I stepped on the wood broke. And I went into the gutter. My knee here was on the cement and all that. On the concrete. So I couldn't feel my leg again. When they took me to the hospital, the guy said, we need to do an X-ray on this leg. Something might, I think there is a broken. Do you remember I hit that in? And I was sitting out there. The first thing that came out of my mouth is, none of his bones shall be broken. Unconsciously. So really, the guy said they have to check. I told him, none of his bones shall be broken. None of his bones. That was said concerning Jesus. They said it concerning Jesus. Normally, notice when they now crucified him, they were supposed to break his leg. Carry the Bible. But they crucified him with two other thieves. They broke the first person's leg. They broke the second person's leg. But because he has said that none of his bones have been broken, they pierced his side. They had to change narrative for him so that the words he has spoken will stand. Are you following me this morning? You must learn to make the. It's not when the challenges come. Now I'm saying, Jesus, I'm not in lack. You're already in lack, my brother. The strength to survive lack, you build it in the days of plenty. You build the days of plenty. In days of plenty. Learn what I'm saying. What I'm saying, you know. Check even people that teach secular humanism, that are teaching what I'm sharing with you. Every religion will tell you the same thing. Just be talking. Just be talking. No, Dr. David Young Icho of blessed memory. You know him? Great, great man of God. They brought, is it a neurosurgeon or a psychologist, something like that. So he was talking to the guy, and the guy was telling him how it is scientifically proven that the words people speak have access into their, affects their health. The man was telling him, affect their physical health. And the guy was talking, and the young guy was just smiling. The guy was bringing a lot of theory. Scientists have said, and he was just smiling, looking at him. Say, yeah, yeah. So he said, why are you not wild? The people I share, these people are wild. It's a new discovery. The man said, I've heard that before. He said, where do you hear from? He said, Dr. James said it. In James chapter 3, he said, the tongue controls the human body. He said, I've heard it before. It's not a new thing. Scientists are just finding out. Gospel said it a long time ago. The things you say that affect your health. He said, if any man will love life and see good days, let him refrain his tongue from evil. So there are things you don't say if you want to see good days. Are you following me this morning, though? There are things you don't say if you want to see good days. Peter is written, I think in 1 Peter 3, if I'm not mistaken, verse 12. Peter said the same thing. 1 Peter 3, verse 12. Shebaroga deusia. Pero dodo veteya ko shadabas. Vriale kroba degash. 1 Peter 3, verse 12. Who is on that screen? Vriakoza pradekana shadeas. Whoosh. I'll start from verse 10. From verse 10. Glory to God. He said, for he that will love life and see good days, let him refrain his life, his tongue from evil, and his lips that they speak no guile. So you can't keep saying, I'm doing well. And you go down. And you can't keep saying, this sickness will kill me. And you rise. I told you guys about Brother Hagin, how he went to pray for a certain man. He has been praying for the man. He said every time he prays for the man, he will hear a voice in his heart. God will tell him, words have been spoken. Spiritual laws have gone into motion. There is nothing that can be done to change it at this time. He said every time he prays, he hears the same thing. So eventually the man died. So when they told Brother Hagin, well, can you conduct the burial? And he said, fine. Brother Hagin was going to pray for the man every day, every day. And the man died. He came for the burial. He said, as he was going home, the brother of the man began to tell him, you know, there is something mysterious about this, my brother's death. Because from when he was young, he kept saying that he would die before he's 40. That doesn't he see himself living beyond 40. And the funny thing is that this, my brother, will be 40 in a couple of months. But like he said, he remembered words have been spoken. Spiritual laws have gone into motion. There is nothing that can be done to change it at this time. So when laws are working, you can't do anything to change it. Build there. That's how to build a strong spirit. Because the things you are saying, they keep entering your spirit. Life is working in me. Life is working in me. Life is working in me. Sickness is in my past. Sickness is in my past. I will not die when I'm sick. I will die when I'm done. Seriously, I will not die when I'm sick. I will die when I'm done. You can say that so much. Your spirit will so know it. That even when death is knocking, words have been spoken. Spiritual laws have gone into motion. Nothing can be done to change it. At this time. At this time. Learn to speak God's word. Learn to speak God's word. Nothing lost. Nothing missing. Nothing damaged. Nothing broken. Nothing lost. Nothing missing. Nothing damaged. Nothing broken. I will not be small. I will not be small. I'm rising higher. I'm getting stronger. Nothing breaks me down. Nothing breaks me down. I may not have it today. I will have much of it tomorrow. I heard from my spiritual father. He used to say to his wife, and I took it up as a confession. He said, those days when things were not good for them, he used to tell his wife, what is not enough today will be more than enough tomorrow. Aye. What a good way to talk to your wife. What is not enough today? What's not available today will be more than enough tomorrow. I want to say, what is not enough today? What's not available today will be more than enough tomorrow. The money I don't have today, I will have more than that money tomorrow. Daily. Keep speaking God's word. Keep speaking God's word. Confessing God's word. I'm going to say a lot about this in this season. Next month, I'll start talking about it again. Because it's one area that we are missing. We hear it, but it does not become a culture every day. Wake up in the morning, say something. Say something. Say something. Hallelujah. Praise God. Praise God. That's something the ushers said they're going to do. I don't know why they've not done it. Because I want us to be able to paste God's word around this wall. And we're not just going to paste it so that you just see it and just smile. Every time you see it, say it. Paste God's word around your room. Every time you see it, say it. You know, our robots came to his office and put a sticker. The sticker, every time I enter his office, make no small plans here. Make no small plans here. Every time you see it, you say it. Glory to God. Some of them have been struggling with debt. You have to come start speaking every day. I'm not in debt. I have more than enough. Every day. Every day. Every day. Every day. Until the thing rises. Every day. Another specialist, for instance, and I'm going to say a little about this while we pray, is prayer. Long prayer. It's one of the best specialists you can begin to practice every day. That's two types of long prayer, as I've always said. There is protracted prayer, where you pray for 4 hours or 5 hours. Practice that. Then there is constant daily prayers, where you pray for 1 hour every day. If you learn to practice prayer, if you learn to practice prayer daily, you will come out strong. The man that prays is strong. You see what happens to many believers? They don't pray.
until there is a big issue. Oh, Jehovah Shammah, Jehovah Jireh, you're already defeated. You're already weak. You are praying from a place of emotions. Build a culture of praying every day. Jude verse 20, building up yourself. That word is edifying yourself. It's oikodomio. You build. Put up Amplified. Let's see Amplified. Let's do it together, everybody, from the screen. Are you ready? Let's do it together. But you, touch your neighbor, say you. Don't say you. Build, beloved. Build up yourself. Founded on your most holy faith. Make progress. Rise like an edifice. Higher and higher. Pray in the Holy Spirit. So how to rise higher and higher like an edifice is my prayer. You see, I have never seen the man that pray faint. Never. That man giving to prayer, I've never seen him faint. I'll be young and now I'm old. I've never seen the man that is giving to prayer faint. He never gets tired. That is just this strange strength he has. That is why, if your prayer life, let me put it this way. If your prayer life is under attack, you are really under attack. The first is an attack, so you must attack your strength, is your prayer life. So this should be a constant spiritual exercise. Every day. Every day. Give yourself to prayer. Give yourself to prayer daily. In the morning. In the night. And one day I heard Smith Wigglesworth what say. He said, I read one of his materials. He said, I may not pray for 1 hour every day, but there is no 15 minutes that passes and I don't pray. That's tough. He said, there is no 15 minutes that passes and I don't pray. See the secret of strength. Strength. The man was diagnosed, he had kidney stone. He lived with it until he died. What happened? Do you understand? It's incurable. When a man's spirit is strong, nothing can be done against that man. Ephesians 3 verse 16. God bless you. Sit down. Ephesians 3 verse 16. Kebo lokoto boshadia. Varabatea. That he will grant you, according to Paul was praying for them, that God will grant them, according to the riches of his glory, to be strengthened with might by his spirit in the inner man. It's by prayer that your inner man is strengthened. That is why you see corporate prayer, you see personal prayer. Do it every day. Pray long every day. Spend 1 hour every day praying. Once in a week, once in 2 weeks, once in 3 weeks, or once in a month. Bring out 1 6-hour. Run it like that. See, let me tell you. You don't know what is happening to you when you are praying. You are building strength. Notice what I said when I was starting. As you are doing this thing, you don't even know you are getting stronger until the day of adversity. You see why any small thing that happens to people, they're already compromised. Any small thing that weak, any small thing that broken. Let me even say this, and I said I'm sharing this by the Holy Ghost. Thank you, Father. If the Lord has laid it in your heart to engage in any long session of prayer, maybe he says pray for 4 hours, or he says for the next 3 weeks pray, it is because there is something ahead that he wants you to build capacity for. And I'm saying it by the Spirit. God has told you in the next 2 weeks, pray every day for 2 hours. Don't play with it. There is something ahead. If you tell yourself the truth, before every tough challenge comes, God prepares you for it in prayer. He leads you to pray. Whether you yield or not, it's another different thing. Pray. Psalm 109 verse 1. It's one very powerful prayer. Psalm 109 verse 1. Closing already. Kabaroko Shadia. Zekorobotia Gadabashadagos. Say, hold not thy peace, O God of my praise. For the mouth of the wicked and the mouth of the deceitful are opened against me. They have spoken against me with a lying tongue. They compassed me about also with words of hatred. They fought against me without a cause. This one was under attack. For my love, they are my adversaries. But But what? I give myself unto prayer. That's how to do it. Where people rise against you, issues are rising against you. I give myself unto prayer. 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 Glory to God. Glory to God. I like the way Amplified puts it, Amplified Classic. He said, oh God of my praise, keep not silent. Silence, for the mouths of the wicked and the mouths of deceit are opened against me. They have spoken of me and against me with lying tongues. They have compassed me about also with words of hatred. I have fought against me without a cause. In return for my love, they are my adversaries. But I resort to prayer. When things rise against you, resort to prayer. When things are coming, resort to prayer. The man who is praying will not be weak. He will not be weak. He will not be weak. Jesus was about to go to the cross. Luke 22 from verse 41. He was about to go to the cross. He was weak. See, even Jesus experienced weakness. But he knew what to do. He was withdrawn from them about a stone's cast and kneeled down and prayed. He said, Father, if thou be willing, remove this cup from me. Nevertheless, on my way. Let me ask you, did God answer Jesus' prayer? Pay attention. What was his prayer? If it is possible, remove this cup from me. Can I not go to the cross, Jesus, God? Even though I want your will to be done, but that is what I want. What response did God give to Jesus' prayer? Verse 43. And there appeared an angel from heaven unto him, strengthening him. But there are times you begin to pray. At first, God will not remove the affliction. He will give you strength. He'll give you a strong spirit. A strong spirit. Hallelujah. Notice what happened. Continue. Verse 44. After that, he said, I'm being in agony. He prayed more earnestly. He prayed. Jesus, he travailed in prayer. Strength was coming. Verse 45. Then when he rose up from the prayer, he came to his disciples. He found them sleeping for sorrow. They were sleeping for sorrow. He said, why sleep? He rise and pray, lest he enter temptation. Whenever there's an impending temptation coming, God prepares you by putting a burden of prayer in your heart. Are you following me? So your spirit can be strong. You now see where Jesus went to the cross. When he went to the cross, the man was bold going to the cross. When Pilate met him, Pilate said, Do you know that I can set you free from this thing about that is happening to you? He told Pilate, you don't have that power. I said God gave it to you. You see, boldness from prayer. The guy, he was no longer afraid of death. He said, except God gives it to you. Pilate said, are you the king of the Jews? He said, you said so. You said so. You see, prayer has given him strength. Even when he went to the cross, look at his prayer. Father, forgive them. Where did he get that strength to forgive? I get to the point. A broken spirit is finished. One last thing. Spiritual exercise, number 3. Worship God with joy. Make a practice of confessing God's word, a practice of praying for long, and a practice of worshiping God with joy. I'm careful with what worship every day. Let no day pass and you've not practiced rejoicing. Let no day pass and you've not practiced lifting your hands in worship to God and giving him praise with laughter and shouting. Every day. You say, what difference does that make? That is how you become stronger. Hallelujah. That's how you become stronger. Nehemiah chapter 8 verse 10. Nehemiah 8 verse 10. Let's do it together, everybody. Are you ready? Are you ready? Then he said, let's read, 1, 2, 3, go. He said unto them, I want to tell somebody, go, touch, pick a neighbor. Say to the person, go your way. Eat the fat. Drink the sweet. Send portions unto them for whom nothing is prepared. For this day is holy unto our Lord. Neither be ye sorry. For the joy of the Lord is your strength.
That's how to draw strength.
If you always practice depression, can I say to somebody, depression makes your spirit weak. Murmuring makes your spirit weak. Complaining makes your spirit weak. Rolling on your bed thinking of, and like this you go there, makes your spirit weak. I have learned how not to be down. You can never come and meet me depressed. As a matter of fact, the times when you see me excited are the times when things are going bad. You see, practice joy every day, whether things are good or bad. Lift your hands and begin to worship Him. Give Him praise. Thank Him. Bless His holy name. Thank Him. Laugh every day. That should be spiritual routines. I woke up in the morning, I confess God's word. Oh, things are falling in place for me. As I'm doing that, I am praying. After I pray, how do I end my prayer? I sing, I dance, I rejoice. You practice this. Your spirit is getting stronger. What I'm talking to you is not just what I'm saying. That's how you receive challenges tomorrow. And sometimes you want, have you ever faced a challenge? And now you are thinking about it and wondering, how did I survive that? Because the man in Christ was not designed to be broken by anything. He was designed to always win. Praise be to God. 2 Corinthians 2 verse 14. Who always causes us to triumph. Always. I like the word. Always. But the man has refused to develop a strong spirit. That's the problem. He doesn't confess God's word. He prays once in a while. There's no joy left in him. He doesn't declare God's word. He doesn't even every day just so down. He's also downcast. He will be defeated. Every challenge that comes, he's broken. Friend, I'm not praying for bad things to happen to you. But you can lose 10 jobs and still be fine. You can lose everybody in your life and still be fine. Let Satan take everything. Let him not take your joy. Let him take everything. Let him not take your hope. Let him do everything to you. Let him not break your spirit. Let him break your leg. Break your admission. Break your finances. Shatter things. Break your relationship. But then, let him not assess your spirit. You see all those things you lost. Sevenfold are coming back. Because once a man's spirit is not broken, nothing can be done to the man. Do you know if you don't break a man's spirit, you know what it is like? It's like you go to a big tree. You say, I will deal with this tree today. You begin to shake the tree. And all the leaves are falling down. All the fruits are falling down. Everything is falling down. You will cut out some branches. And you finish. And you stomach nonsense tree. But the root is still intact. That same season, next year, fruit will start coming out again. You didn't do anything to the tree. At the scent of water, it shall sprout again. At the scent of water. At the scent of water. At the scent of water. Hallelujah. So you learn to do spiritual exercise every day. Every day. Every day. Psalm 28 verse 7. Psalm 28 verse 7. Joy. Thanksgiving. Praises. Say, the Lord is my strength. I'm my shield. My heart trusted in him and I am helped. So I'm helped. Therefore, my heart greatly rejoices. And with my song will I praise him. Learn to praise God with a song. Learn to praise God with a song and with joy. And some of those songs are songs we sing in church. Some of them are songs that God will put in your spirit while you pray. Learn to dance with songs. Learn to dance with songs. You give him praise for all he has done. For all he has done. For all he has done. Practice it. So there should be seasons of laughter in your room. There should be minutes where you just stand and laugh. Ha, 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 ha. Complaining makes your spirit weak. I don't know why I'm hearing that again and again. Murmuring makes your spirit weak. Depression, they kill spirits. Have you not observed that whenever you are depressed, you don't have motivation to do anything? Has it happened to you before? Anything. Your academics, finance, anything. And the depression, before you know, you start having headache. You start falling sick physically. Let me see. Have you ever experienced what I'm saying? Yeah. You get so depressed, you start falling sick physically. You notice your bones begin to pain you. Your muscles. You just can't. Because you are weak. Oh, glorious God, we praise your name. Come on. Oh, glorious God, we lay our crown,
we lay our crowns and worship.
Sing it again.
Oh, glorious God,
oh, glorious God,
we praise your name,
we praise your name.
We lay our crown,
we lay our crowns and worship you.
This is not a message for today. It's a message for your future. Begin to feel strength. That's how we don't go down. I cannot believe that there are things that have happened to me. A pastor started a ministry. And after some years, the ministry wasn't doing well. Money wasn't coming. People were not coming. Nothing was working. And he shut it down. And started doing something else. He's not strong. He is very strong on the outside. The man is an astute teacher of the word. Or his spirit was broken. Spirit was broken. Put up Proverbs 18 verse 14 and I'll close there. Stand your feet.
We lay our ground. We
lay our ground.
Yes, 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 yes.
And worship.
Oh, glorious God.
Oh, glorious God. We praise your name.
Shamananamano.
We lay our crown and worship you.
Put up message. That's how God's going to end today. Put up message. Message. Proverbs 18, 14. Proverbs 18, 14. A healthy spirit conquers adversity. But what can you do when the spirit is crushed? There is no adversity stronger than your spirit. I'm going to give you some time this morning. We will pray. We will rejoice. Many of you, your head has been buried in the mess. Your heart has been buried in shame, buried in pain, buried in tears. Instead of wasting your tears, waste your tears in prayer. Because the more you are crying, the weaker you become. The weaker you become. And in case, let me close this way. Go back to Psalm 28 verse 7. If you are passing through any tough time now, conquer it. Let me tell you a secret that the Lord told me. Every challenge you overcome, you've built capacity. Do you notice that when we talk about lifting weights, if you lift 30 kg today, tomorrow you can lift it. That's why every challenge that comes and you break down, you just lost an opportunity to develop capacity. Proper message.
Let's read the message with a loud voice, with all your heart. Are you ready? Are you ready? 1, 2, 3, go. Come on, let me hear your voice. 1, 2, 3, go. I've thrown my lot with him. Now I'm jumping for joy and shouting and singing my thanks to him. Say, God is on my side. Lose 10 contracts. Let your spirit not be broken. Everything. Let your spirit not be broken. Let the devil throw the battle. Let your spirit not be broken. When there is 1% hope, there is 99% possibility. Are you getting me? After this message, we'll produce a lot of things. But after now, once I'm done praying, doing the announcement, I'll give you a message for the week. From now, we're having message for the week. A series you must be on every week. From the site. We're already doing book for the month. We already have prayer groups where a lot of things will happen because God told me, I wrote it in my notes. Clearly, I was praying and God was correcting me on some things. He said, Where's that? Glory to God. Let me just read that why I wrote it. The way the Lord said it to me. He said, don't build a weak local church. That's what God said to me. And that's why I'm doing this message today. And that's why I'm happy all of our sinners are tuning in. We must have routines that keep believers strong. So it's not every smart and everybody begins to say, it's like this. What is going wrong? What is going wrong? Why are you like that? Where is your capacity? Where is your tenacity? Where is your strength? We will not faint in the days of adversity. We will not faint. We will not faint. Lift your hands. Pray in the Holy Ghost. On top of your voice. I didn't plan to pray for you today, but I just wanted to deliver something to your hands. Something that will keep you a very long time. You can't be weak. I want to give you time. That's why I normally teach you. Maximize every opportunity to pray. You are building strength. Every opportunity to pray is an opportunity to be stronger. It's an opportunity to be stronger. Just pray. Make sure you're praying. Make sure you're praying. In Jesus' name we pray.
Say this also with me. God will turn things around for me. He will compassionately come in and rebuild my life. The Lord fixes my life and my issues. My life will be splendid again. He will give me back my health and heal my wounds. Thanksgivings will pour out of my windows. Laughter will spill through my doors. Things will get better and better. Depression days are over. I will thrive. I will flourish. The days of contempt are over. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Do you have some joy left in you? I'm going to do something. I'm going to allow you to rejoice. Listen. This is not just a routine. I'm receiving an instruction from God. Things will crumble as you rejoice. Things will crumble as you rejoice. Mountains will come down as you rejoice. Hope will rise as you rejoice. Hope will rise as you rejoice. Strength will be ministered as you rejoice. Faith will be supplied as you rejoice. Make sure you are rejoicing. You are shouting in the Holy Ghost. Rabada babada rabade. Rebo zoba zoba zoba. Zoba 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 zoba. Rebadea. 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 Glory, 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 glory. Glory, 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 glory. Glory, glory, glory. Glory, glory. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Shibaradash. Let's take that song, the still last one there. My mind is stayed on God's word. He gives me perfect peace and joy. Glory to God. Glory to God. Let's have the prayer. Come on. Get up on the screen.
I sleep on God's word. I wake up
to God. This again, this again. He gives me perfect peace always.
He gives me perfect peace night and day. Oh yeah, I sleep on God's word. I wake up.
Bring it out. Bring it out. Let's get the lyrics. Give us the lyrics.
My mind is stayed on God's word. He keeps me in perfect peace always. Night and day.
I only think on God's goodness.
I sleep on God's word. I wake up to
God's word. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So let me hear you shouting. That's what we do. I'm close.
Stay on God's word.
Come on.
He keeps me perfect peace always. Night and day.
Night and day.
I sleep on God's word. My mind is stayed
on God's word. He keeps me in perfect peace always.
Night and day I only think on God's word. I sleep on God's word. My mind is stayed on God's word.
Come on.
He keeps me in perfect peace always.
Night and day.
My mind is stayed on God's word. He keeps me perfect peace always. Night and day I only think on God's goodness. I sleep on God's word and my mind is stayed on God's word.
Yes.
He keeps me perfect peace always. Night and day I only think on God's goodness.
I sleep on God's word. I wake up to God.
He said I'm blessed.
He said I'm blessed. So I live like a blessed.
He said I'm free.
He said I'm free. So I walk like a free.
He said I'm bold.
He said I'm bold. So I stand tall to face.
He said I'm healed.
He said I'm healed.
I'm healed. I'm healed. He said I'm blessed.
He said I'm blessed. So
I live like a blessed man.
He said I'm free.
He said I'm free.
I'm
so
free and
I walk like a free man.
He said I'm bold.
He said I'm bold. So
I stand tall to face life.
He said I'm healed.
He said I'm healed.
I'm healed. I'm healed.
He said I'm blessed.
He said I'm
blessed. So I live like a blessed.
He said I'm
healed. He said I'm healed. So I walk like a free.
He said I'm bold.
He said I'm bold. So I stand tall to face.
He said I'm healed.
He said I'm healed. So I'm dead.
One more time.
He said I'm blessed.
He said I'm blessed. So
I live like a blessed man.
He said I'm free.
He said I'm free.
I walk like a free man.
He said I'm bold.
I stand tall to face life.
He said I'm healed.
I will never stay down. One last time.
He said I'm blessed.
He said I'm blessed. So I live like a blessed.
He said I'm free.
He said I'm free. I'm free. I'm deep.
He said I'm bold.
He said I'm bold. So I stand tall to face.
He said I'm healed.
He said I'm healed. So I never stay down.
Glory to God. My mind is stayed on God's word. He keeps me in perfect peace always. Night and day, I only think on God's goodness. I sleep on God's word. I wake up to God's word. Glory to God. He said, I'm blessed. I walk like a blessed man. Oh, glory to God. He said, I'm free. What do I do? He said, I'm bold. What do I do? I stand tall to face life. He said, I'm healed. What do I do? I will never stay down. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Lift your hands. I want to pray for you. Father, as many hearts that are down, many spirits that are crushed, many men that are in need of strength, that strength is supplied now. In the name of Jesus, I remove that weakness from your spirit, man, and I replace it with strength. I replace it with strength. I replace it with strength. In the name of Jesus. Grow stronger. Grow stronger. Work stronger. September, your month of supernatural strength. September, supernatural strength. In the name of Jesus. Where you were afraid, be bolder now. Where you are tired, be stronger now. Where you are defeated, go again and win now. Where you felt hopeless, receive hope now. You are getting stronger. You are getting stronger. You are getting bolder. Thou devil of fear, I rebuke you from this one spirit. Be gone. No more fear. No more fear. No more fear. No more worries. No more worries. No more worries. Now we sleep in the storm. We sleep in the storm. Whatever is not available now will be more than enough tomorrow. In the name of Jesus. Your answers are here. Your answers are here. I welcome you to a celebration of divine strength. Celebration of divine strength. Celebration of divine strength. That the things that I wanted to use to keep you down, you will now step on them and you will rise. I saw it in the spirit. Yeah, he threw something to keep you down. You will step on what he threw at you and you will rise like an edifice. He threw a rock and a stone at you. You will rise on that stone and it will be your stepping stone to the next level. He brought a tough time your way. You will rise. And by that tough time, you will see a better day. He took away a loved one from you. But that's just the beginning of a testimony for you. Because better days are here. Depression days are over. It's time to laugh. It's time to laugh. It's time to laugh. Listen. That sickness will not take you down. And as Jesus said over Lazarus and speaking over you,
this sickness is not unto death. As I minister God's healing now, cancer be gone. Ulcer be gone. Paralysis, because someone is following now, you can't feel a part of your body. You can't feel, it feels numb. Right now, you can feel it now. The life of God is surging through that hand now. Yeah. And you can feel it now. You can feel it now. You are poisoned. I expel that poison from your system. In the name of Jesus. Every pain in your body from your head to your toe be gone. That ear that has been blocked, pop open now by the power of God. That eye that could not see, see well now in the name of Jesus. That pain in your body, that toothache, I remove you now. In the name of Jesus. Skin diseases be gone. Skin diseases be gone. Every form of odor, body odor, whatever, be gone in the name of Jesus. I saw that in the spirit. Be gone in the name of Jesus. That which brings depression and weakness, be gone from this once now. Every emotional sickness is healed now. Is healed now. Is healed now. Is healed now. In the name of Jesus. You are finding new strength. New strength. New strength. New strength. Three people came here with sore throats. It's being healed now by the power of God. By the power of God. You have a bad doctor's report. We change that report too. It is changed to your favor now. In the name of Jesus. And I feel like saying to one by the Spirit, you will win. You are winning. You are winning. You are winning. In the name of Jesus. Things are coming together. I can see it in the Spirit. They are coming together to make sense. I had it. They are coming together to make sense. Your finance will make sense. Your health will make sense. Whatever that is not working before begins to work from now. And I want to say, so I said to somebody yesterday, and I heard the Lord saying, say to them now, that are some of your families in a bad place. And you have been praying for God to bring help. The Lord said, I should say to you, you are the help. And I heard it strongly again by the Spirit. You are the help. I'm talking about some of you financially. The Lord will raise you and use you as the person that will create the path for your family to escape. The wealth will come through you. And it will spread throughout the family. I'm hearing it in the Spirit. And so never stay down. Even if everybody in the family is complaining, keep your hope alive. Satan wants to take your whole family down and put you guys in a state of hopelessness. But by the time he brings everybody down, make sure your own hope is still standing. You are the answer. I'm hearing it again in the Spirit. You are the answer. If you go down, your whole family will go down. If your strength fails. Yeah. You know, Jesus said to Peter. He said, Peter, the enemy has planned to sift you like wheat. He said, but I've prayed for you. He said, when thou art restored, strengthen your brethren. There are some of you, God is putting that responsibility on your shoulder. He will use you as the escape route for your home. So don't ever give up. Don't ever stop. Don't ever lose heart. The reason he's fighting your spirit to make you weak is because many people are depending on that spirit. They're depending on your strength. But you won't go down. You won't go down. Stay strong. You are the answer. You are the light in the tunnel. I'm hearing it in the Spirit. You are the light in the tunnel. In you, many will find their hope. In you, many will find their strength. If you faint now, many will faint. Strength is ministered. Say, I'm stronger. Say, I'm stronger. Say, I'm stronger. I'm stronger. I'm stronger. Give him praise all over this place. Wave your hands loud and clear. Give him praise.
For more information, inquiry, or prayer request, please visit our website at www.henryonyedikachi.com.